And now, time for your comments. Listeners were happy to hear from songwriter and arranger Burt Bacharach. Stu Chamberlain of West Sayville, New York, a fan of Bacharach's tunes, laments that so many of today's top performers prefer to play only their own songs. He wrote, "Some of these songs are, in my opinion, much easier on the ear when performed by someone other than the writer. Would we ever have heard of Bob Dylan had not Peter, Paul, and Mary taken an interest in Blowin' in the Wind?" Last week, we profiled an international adoption group accused of defrauding parents and misleading some about the health of their adoptive children. Some listeners wrote in to say that we framed the story too much in terms of consumer fraud. Paul Davis of Brooklyn, himself an adopted child, had this to say. "I agree it is unethical to mislead parents, but the behavior of these adopted parents and their experiences came across as a consumer upset over a faulty piece of very expensive electronic equipment. The most heart-wrenching component of this story is that the well-being of children was compromised. I believe your coverage failed to fully acknowledge that." The day after our story aired, there were further developments. The Napa County District Attorney's Office filed a civil suit against the group, Unona USA, and served an injunction to stop its operation in Napa. The DA may file criminal charges against the group's owner, though he's now believed to be in Russia. We welcome your comments, and to email us, go to our website, npr.org. Click on Contact Us, select Weekend All Things Considered, and send us your thoughts. And please tell us where you live, include a phone number, and how to pronounce your name.